Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys have enjoyed your day so far. If you get a chance, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or I put up any brand new content. Going to be doing another live stream tonight at 8, so make sure you hit that bell button because, you know, I might go a little bit early, might go a little bit later, who knows? A couple of ways you can get a hold of me: you can email me, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's, tuttle@gmail.com. Or leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. Coming up later today in the show, my interview with the cat counselor. She's over in Auckland, New Zealand. I just love that name. And I love the New Zealand accent. I also started paying attention to New Zealand when the Lord of the Rings. I'm pretty sure. I'm debating. Should I or should I not? Is it going to make me look like a big-ass nerd if I bring up or ask a question about Lord of the Rings? I think it would. I don't know. It might be a game-time decision. But she's going to help me. My cat is still scared of coming into the trailer because I accidentally slammed her tail in the door. And that's completely understandable. First topic I wanted to get into and things that I wanted to talk about is they've been having a lot of school violence lately, like bullying, fights, just all types of stuff you could think of. And this is just not in inner city schools. No, it's not. It's happening all over the place. Happening in Osceola County. And I wanted to play this story because now everybody, see, that's the thing about it. Yeah, technology would have been great. You know what? It would have saved us a lot of hassle. Because I'm telling you right now, back when we got beat up, you had to have proof. Some school teacher had to be around, and nobody wanted to be a snitch. And how many times I got punched in the face out of nowhere? And guess what? Nobody saw it. So it's not like I could go to the teacher, because if you go to the teacher and you rat somebody out, oh, man, you're going to get beat the rest of the school year, maybe even into the next one. So you don't want to do that. But now a lot of these bullying things are getting caught on video, like in the case over in Osceola County, and now everybody's losing their ass. Hey, Osceola County had already got this handled, parents. Where were you guys? aren't you the guys the one that are supposed to be, like, raising your kids? Now it's up to the cops? And I got a solution for a lot of this violence that's going on. It's all pent-up anger. It's a lot of people sitting around during the pandemic. A lot of these kids, they forgot how to act. Man, I am sounding like an old man, middle-aged dude. Anyways, let's just get into the story.
Sheriff Lopez says he felt it was important to update the public on Tuesday to tell them his agency has been investigating this ever since October when it happened. The video has now gone viral, and he says people are contacting him demanding the students in the video are held accountable.
It's gone viral that appears to show a juvenile striking another juvenile.
And you know this stuff is not new, right? This stuff is not new. You know, I don't want to be that guy. I would never want to force my kid to fight, but I also would not force my kid to back down and be a pussy and not defend himself. No, my dad always told me, he was like, listen, if I ever catch you starting a fight, you're bullying somebody, which there wasn't a lot of people that I could bully, but if he knew that I started the fight, oh man, and got my ass kicked already once, oh, he would give me another ass whooping when I got home. It's just plain and simple. But if I was also getting picked on and I did not defend myself, my dad would also be mad. My dad would be really, really mad. And a lot of this pent-up anger is stuff that we're not letting these kids just work it out on their own. You know how many best friends I made throughout my life with people that I got into fights with at school? It's at least 4 or 5 of them. You fight it out. You gain the respect, win or lose, as long as you put up a great fight. And then everything's going to be great from that point forward. You're not going to have to worry about that person messing with you because guess what? They know that you're going to step up and defend yourself. And now what's happening is a lot of these kids aren't fighting. They're not fighting back. They're letting this just build and build and build like a super volcano until they go off and they have a school shooting. And that's why I think we need to get boxing rings back in the schools. We need to let these kids fight it out. And I know that there are a lot of kids that are not as strong as other ones. So we're not going to put like a nerd in there, like a chess nerd in there with a jock or something. No, we're not going to do that. Because guess what? There's always that good jock, that jock that was into comic books, that jock that feels like he has to save everybody jock. And that also is the same type of jock that's like to fight kid. Like the fight kid is wanting to fight. He's looking for a reason to fight. And if he has to do it at the honor of a girl or something, and you know what? Sign me up. I'll knock all the women out. Because, look, there are a lot of women girl bullies out there. Hell, sometimes I think the girls can be just as brutal as the men can be. I'm just being honest. I'm throwing it out there. If any of you girls ever got bullied, I would love to hear some of the stories about it. Because I'm sure it was not really, really nice of the other ladies. I know guys can be brutal, but man, women just take it to a whole nother level. But let these people fight it out. Because that's why we're having these school shootings. We're having these school shootings because it's just pent-up aggression. And people just having enough is enough.
Osceola County Sheriff Marcos Lopez says this cell phone video clip from inside Liberty High School on October 22nd is quickly spreading across the internet. The sheriff says 3 teens are seen approaching the victim and even punching him in the face. Sheriff Lopez says the student told the suspects he didn't want to fight, and the victim went straight to class afterwards without reporting the incident.
See, that right there is exactly what I mean. That kid knew that he could not go and rat these kids out because if he did, oh, it was going to be over with for him. But he also didn't say anything, and guess what? The bullying just kept going on and on and on till the break of dawn. No, it just, for real. And this kid is going to, enough is going to be enough for him. And he's going to end up bringing a gun to school, and he's going to get even with these little assholes because this is disgusting. Do 3-on-1 just take punches and hit this kid right in the face? He doesn't even have his hands up. He tells you that he doesn't want to fight. I mean, those are the type of kids you don't want at school. Those are the type of kids that are causing the school shootings. Matter of fact, in my opinion, I don't know how you could prove it, but the kids that bully kids that bring guns to school and shoot up all their classmates, they should be held accountable just as much as the gun puller, the trigger man. No, that sounded really the gunman. What am I in a Dick Tracy movie? No. But yeah, these kids are the ones. They're the byproduct of their bullying is other kids dying.
We took action and immediately gathered a team of members together to start investigating this incident.
But weeks later, the clip went viral. And Sheriff Lopez says he became inundated with members of the public contacting his office.
The video just went viral for some reason, and we've received hundreds of messages saying, why haven't you taken action? But in fact, I believe they're providing you with copies of the charging affidavits. They were all charged on the 27th.
So what I'm thinking the sheriff is trying to say is, mind your goddamn mother effing business, because he's already got it handled. Because you guys don't ask your kids what happened at school or look around on their social media. Man, I am sounding old. And I don't even have kids. I'm not even going to have kids. Matter of fact, people listening to this show right now probably are like, oh, thank God this guy isn't having kids. Telling them that they need to bring back boxing. I don't know. I really do think it would happen. Look, I hated conflict. I hated conflict. I avoided it at all costs. But sometimes you just had to stand up for yourself, and I did. Did I win a lot of them? No. Maybe one, two at the most. For the most part, I got the ever-living crap beat out of me. But guess what? I got their respect. I didn't come to school and shoot up the place.
Sheriff Lopez says it's crucial this case and others be investigated fully to prevent violent crime.
If a fist fight, it's a fist fight. But as long as this bullying is not escalating to a point where this child is going to go home and get a gun like we saw in Michigan.
Sheriff Lopez says the next step is for the state attorney's office to determine whether they will file battery charges on the students. The sheriff is also hoping, along with the help of Miss Florida, a new anti-bullying campaign will help encourage students at all of their schools to come forward if they find themselves a victim in an assault. In Osceola County, Troy Campbell, Getting Results, News 6.
Without fail, once a year, we always get one of these stories. Spice is dangerous. A lot of people are dying of spice. And I'm not talking about the cooking stuff, the stuff you add to food to make it taste better type spice. I'm talking about the synthetic marijuana known as spice. It's now illegal here in, I pretty much think, the whole United States, but I know it is here for sure in Florida. But a lot of people were smoking this because it was a synthetic marijuana. And now this is it's that news cycle once a year. Stay away from the spice because a lot of people are getting really, really sick from this synthetic marijuana. And you can't even buy it legally. You got to buy this stuff off the street. And sometimes it's just as expensive as marijuana itself. You know, a lot of people are having to go without their medical marijuana because times are tough. Out of job, out of work. I don't want to hear that excuse. Just don't be buying drugs off the street. I mean, these assholes, everything's got fentanyl in them. I'm not trying to turn into a conspiracy theorist, but I also do think China is, like, lacing all of our street drugs with fentanyl to kill us. It's like a Cold War, but with drugs.
Beeps from this hospital monitor. Okay. Track Mary's vital signs.
It's been crazy. It's been blood transfusion after plasma transfusion after blood transfusion.
Wanting to be identified only as Mary, this 52-year-old Tampa woman tells us she's been at Advent Health Carrollwood for the past 8 or 9 days.
Oh, you know somebody with a really good ear. I mean, we all have one of those friends that can just recognize people from their voice. Could you imagine, like, if I, like, was in that hospital bed and I had tried synthetic marijuana spice? And I'm there, and I don't want to go by my real name, but you could still hear my voice. Because they're not disguising her voice at all. Could you imagine how quickly be like, oh, man, that's Tuttle. Tuttle fell off the wagon. Tuttle's in the hospital. Had to have, like, 8 blood transfusions. Yeah, that nerd Tuttle, he's in the hospital. Almost died from spice, synthetic marijuana. Even though one of his best friends has more weed than he'd ever know what to do with. Idiot.
What got her here was smoking a bad batch of synthetic marijuana known as spice.
I'm usually a medical marijuana user. I have the registry card. It's a little bit expensive.
By the way, that is true. It is true. Like, if you know somebody and you trust somebody and they're really, really good at getting good weed, you're going to be able to get the weed from them off the street much cheaper than what you can legally with the legalized marijuana. And I think that's where the government is shooting themselves in the foot. Yeah, you're taxing the hell out of it. Guess what? You're missing out on a lot of tax because a lot of people are just sticking to buying marijuana illegally instead of getting it. But I also don't want to hear, like, oh, I can't go to the medical marijuana shop because I don't have my... Go without. I don't have health insurance. I haven't had health insurance in years. And guess what? I have this hernia. I try to cut out other things. I'm trying to get insurance. So I'm trying to get this Tom and Dan job or another radio gig somewhere so I can get some insurance. But I don't want to hear you crying that the reason you're in the hospital is because you got a bad batch of spice because you couldn't afford your marijuana. Okay.
And this month, I had no money to go to the dispensary. So I decided to go the cheapest route.
Spice.
The cheapest route for who? Cheapest route for you. Not the cheapest route for the Advent Health that you went to that I'm sure you're not going to pay a single dime to. I know I wouldn't. If I took some bad spice and had to go to the hospital and get all this stuff done and they had to save me, nah. Yeah, I'm not paying. Screw that. Pay you $1 a month. I'll do what I can. That's the best you can do. The hospitals can't come after you if you make an attempt. I don't even think they can put it on your credit record if you at least make an attempt to keep paying them. But yeah, it was cheap for you, not cheap for the hospital or the taxpayers.
Is illegal, but you can get it on the street. Mary says she bought the spice in Ybor City. After she smoked it, she felt stomach pain.
It was this big.
That's why all drugs need to be legalized. They do. Legalize all the street drugs. Tax them. You know, I heard in some states, hell up in D.C., they're doing these safe injection sites. They're doing these safe injection sites, and I know a lot of people might not agree with them, but, I mean, if street drugs are going to be there, the war on drugs does not work. You're just throwing people in jail, and then it's the next sucker up. That's the way that it is. It does not help. That's why you legalize them all. You have these safe injection sites, so, you know, in case people overdose, you're able to help them. But a lot of people also think it would be great for them to just die. And I don't feel that way. I really don't. I know that I'm all over the place, but you can be a responsible drug user to a point until it takes control, and then you're completely screwed.
It looked like I was going to have a baby, and it was hard.
And started bleeding in her mouth and other places.
I could have died.
Speaking of big, man, there's a lot of people I like to listen to. I don't even know if I should tell. You know what? Screw it. I hadn't gone to the bathroom, number two, since Saturday. I finally did today. Oh, boy. Whew. Man, I feel like 5 pounds lighter. But the thing is like, an RV toilet is a little bit different. Like, it does it, like, fill up with water and then it lubricates it down. No, just sits there. I tried for, like, 10 minutes to get the you know, waist to go down. Because you got to imagine, hadn't gone since Saturday. And I thought I was going to have to go get a stick to break it up to be able to get it go down. But it didn't come to that. Man, a lot of you guys probably look at me as like a goddamn heathen.
For sure, there's no more of that for me.
Florida Poison Control Center says 2 people died so far and 41 people are in the hospital from smoking spice. ER Dr. Jeremy Kurtz tells us remotely it was laced with rat poison and that's why people are getting so sick.
By the way, this is why I'm saying I think other countries are coming in here and wanting to use our drug issue, our drug epidemic we have in this country against us, is it's bad business. It's bad, 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 bad business for you to lace yourself with stuff that's going to kill your clients. Now, this could be a one-offer. Could be an asshole just trying to be a dick. Could be somebody against drugs. And they're like, let's get rid of these drug addicts. No, I'm just saying it just doesn't make, it's not smart business to kill off your clientele.
So we're seeing bleeding of all kinds, nosebleeds, bleeds from bad teeth in the mouth, GI bleeds, and then they have like black stool. And then the one fatality we had ended up being a spontaneous bleed inside the brain.
All this just because somebody was too cheap to be able to buy the real deal that you're going out and getting synthetic marijuana and it's laced with rat poison and that's why you're dead. That's why you thought you were going to be pregnant because you had blood just filling up your like cavities, your pooping blood stool, you're bleeding from your teeth. I've never heard of that. I've heard of bleeding through teeth, you know, when you got a bad root canal and stuff. But yeah, it does happen. All this because you couldn't afford a little bit of marijuana. Jesus Christ. Anyways, coming up next, my interview with Molly, the cat counselor from Auckland, New Zealand. Hope you enjoy.
Anytime, just waiting for Molly, the count. Rah, like she's a Dracula or a vampire or something. No, Molly, the cat counselor. Waiting for Molly, the cat counselor. Sorry, That's a little bit of a tongue tire there. Molly, how are you, Molly? Wait, I see the microphone.
Okay, is that better?
Yes, I can hear you, Molly. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Molly. Welcome to the show. I really do appreciate it. Now, Molly, before we get into anything, you're calling from Auckland, New Zealand. Auckland sounds like a really badass town name, like Auckland. Like, nobody wants to screw with Auckland. Like, Auckland just seems like a bunch of people that fight in bars and stuff.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe out west, West Auckland, maybe. But otherwise, no, it's mainly toddlers and retirees.
Okay. So now, are you in tomorrow? Are you in the future? Like, are you already experiencing Wednesday? Is what
I'm saying. Wednesday morning.
It's okay. So you're like, you're further, like you're even earlier than Japan then, aren't you? Like Japan is like further west.
So it's, what's it, 5 to 8 here in the morning.
Oh man. See, that is so weird. So Molly, I've been really, really excited about this one because I do have a lot of questions for you. Before we get into it, tell my audience a little bit about yourself personally and what you do as a cat counselor.
Yeah, sure. So I've been working with cats for over 10 years now. Wow, I feel old. And first of all, as a vet nurse, and then just working in administration and doing volunteer work. And I decided a few years ago to go back to uni to study cat behavior. And after all the student, you know, fees and everything were done. And now I am consulting with owners all over the world and helping out rescue shelters with complex behavior cases. Yeah, just making a better world for cats.
Now, Molly, where can people check you out online and find you on social media?
Yes, yeah, certainly. So I am thecatcounselor.com, but it's spelled C-O-U-N-S-E-L-L-O-R, so different spelling states. And then on Instagram, I'm the same handle at thecatcounselor, and also on Facebook, the same tag.
So Molly, a lot of people think cats do whatever they want to do. Cats can't be trained. Cats are too smart. They really don't bow down to your wishes like some common dog would. Is that false or true? Can cats be trained?
They can definitely be trained. I think it's a lot about perception and our previous experiences with cats. A lot of people, if they haven't been close to a cat, all they think of is a very aloof animal that doesn't want anything to do with you and doesn't want to work with you at all. But it's not really the case. Cats love to train. They love to work their brain because that's what they do when they're in the wild. And when we've got them in an artificial environment like a house, we need to provide some stimulation for them and keep them busy. So training is a good way to do that.
All right. So my mom had a cat for a while. I moved a little bit closer, took time away from work to be able to help her out through the pandemic and all that stuff. And she just recently had lost a cat she had for like 13, 14 years. But then, you know, sometimes people dump off like cats that they don't want. Somebody had dumped off this younger female cat. She's finally started getting used to coming inside. We feed her. She's smart because she's not feral because, you know, she's very lovable and stuff, but she likes to sneak in through the door when I'm closing it. And I accidentally like closed her tail in the door. Didn't break it or anything. I took her to the vet, but now she's like completely scared of doors. What can I do to get our new cat not scared of coming in the house anymore?
So there's a few things you can do. A product I would recommend would be Fellaway. It's a chemical copy of the pheromone the mother cat gives off to kittens to help comfort them. So you could spray that around the doorway. And what I'd be doing is just sitting by the doorway with the door open with some treats. And every time she comes close to the door, reward her. And you build that up to her going to the actual door frame. And then you stand on the other side and reward her for coming through the door. You just want to make it more positive than what she's associating with at the moment.
Yeah, but I didn't even do it on purpose.
No,
come on.
I know. I know. But Cats don't hold grudges or anything. She just would have gone, oh, last time I went through this door, it hurt. So to be smart, I'm not going to go through the door again, which makes sense. You wouldn't, you know, if you stub your toe, you're not going to be like, oh, I'll stub my toe again.
Yeah.
So she's just going, I'm protecting myself.
Molly is on with me right now. Molly is the cat counselor. The cat counselor. I got so many questions for her. What are some of the main problems people have with a brand new cat?
Brand new cat, you'd be looking at being very timid or withdrawn, like hiding under the bed, house soiling, so, you know, weeing where they shouldn't, furniture damage, scratching furniture and curtains. Those are usually the main ones I get with people introducing a cat to the household.
Is there any, like, true way to get the cat to adjust? Like, if you're bringing the cat home, it's going to be in a carrier. What do you say, you know, a little bit of time in, time out, like, or let the cat explore?
I always say to people, it's a case-by-case basis with cats, but generally, I go slow and steady wins the race. So you start off with them in a room that's shut off from the rest of the house with everything they need, so to go to the toilet, to sleep, to eat and drink. And then as they get more confidence being in the home, you can slowly let them explore the rest of the house. And you can even bring in, you know, like blankets or jumpers you guys have worn and put them in the room so they get used to the scent. And you just slowly give them a bit more time to explore. Some cats are fine. You get them home and they're out straight through the door walking around the house like they own the place. But that's not every cat.
You know, cats can be a little like, you know, when a dog gets ornery, like he'll growl at you and stuff, but like I've seen cats. You got to be careful around cats, right? Not making cats do or force them to do something they don't want to do, because cats will screw your day up with some claws.
Yeah, cats will get physical as a last resort. It's a survival mechanism they have where they'd rather freeze and hide or run away than enter a conflict with anyone. But often we don't read the behavior signs, we don't respect their space, and they feel like they have no choice but to get physical, because to them they've said so many times to you or to the person, please leave me alone or give me more space. But it's often very subtle signs that unless you know what to look for, you can just think they're being playful or they look cute because their tail's, you know, wagging a bit slower below the body or their ears are turning around cute, but they're actually telling you to back off.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten lit up by a cat, like scratched or bitten?
Not recently. When I first started nursing, I definitely got my fair few scratches and bites, but it just comes with time learning how to read and handle them. I deal with quite a few aggression cases with clients who've got cats who do a thing called misdirected aggression. And that's where they'll become so frustrated over something that might not even be you directly, but because you're the closest outlet for that frustration, they will take it out physically on you as a way to get you to kind of signal you to say, help, fix this. So that's quite common, which is quite sad, but, you know, it's a thing we can work on.
Hey, what are those cats you see people buying now? They almost look like the size of a bobcat, but they're skinnier. They're like the new house cat that all the cool people want to have, but probably are biting off more they can chew with a cat that big. Do you know which ones I'm talking about? They kind of got the spots.
Ah, yes. Yeah. So you were talking about Bengals or Savannah cats?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are people biting off more than they can chew with a cat like that, though? Because they seem like they could really, really mess you up if things went sideways.
It's often the opposite way. People can mess them up if they don't meet their needs. These type of cats are a lot closer to their wild relatives, and so they've got a different set of needs. They're far more active, need far more enrichment, training.
Stimulus,
yeah, access to water to play in some cases. So they're not, I often tell people, it's not the best first cat. But they are great cats if you are prepared to put the work in and you don't mind, you know, not having really flash furniture, because a lot of the time, you do your best, they might end up scratching something, because for them, that's how they check in. That's their equivalent of leaving a message, because they have chemical scents in their paw pads. that they leave in the fabric.
Now, that's a cat that you can't let outside, right? Because that cat will just, like, I can only imagine. That's not a, like, inside-outside cat. That's a cat you got to keep inside, right?
You can take them outside if they are trained on a harness, or if you've got, like, a cat-proof fence in your back garden and they can't get out. But generally, yeah. I don't recommend those cats to be free roam. Also for the wildlife as well, because they can
They'll kill anything. They're big hunters, probably.
Yeah, very high hunt drive.
So I got this new female cat that came here, and we're eventually, when she gets like used to us, we're going to take her to the vet to get her fixed. But how early can a female cat like get impregnated? For a lot of people that think, oh, I got time.
4 months is the earliest generally. So they can still be kittens themselves.
Wow. So, man, so that's crazy. So you definitely do, because a feral cat population can get out of control pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's a lot of countries are struggling with it. It's a human created problem, which is all the more sad. And it just seems to be getting, in New Zealand anyway, it seems to be getting more and more. Kitten season seems to last longer and longer every year.
Oh, wait, there's just a big explosion of And then the population becomes too big, and then you see a lot of cats starving because there's no food to eat.
Starving and also suffering from, you know, preventable medical problems. Like a lot of the kittens or stray cats that come into rescues have got cat flu or they've got injuries.
So is New Zealand a big cat loving country?
Yes. I think, oh goodness, I was looking at the stats the other day for how many households have a cat, but I think it was somewhere around 70%.
Yeah, I didn't see any cats in Lord of the Rings, I don't think. Were there any cats in? Oh, well, I mean, Lord of the Rings was filmed there. I thought maybe that was like the country's favorite movie. And I know I shouldn't generalize and stuff. I'm just joking there. But did you, are you a big Lord of the Rings person? Because everybody in America.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But I didn't see any cats in Lord of the Rings, I don't think.
No, but I went to Hobbiton a couple of years ago and there was a cat in the village. So me and my partner were very excited. We're like, oh my God, this cat. And everyone else is like, okay.
Yeah, they want to do it. They're ready for like second and third breakfast and all that good stuff. But anyway, so back to stuff. All right. So cats. One of the big rumors, you get all these old wives tales or wives tales that get dropped down through the ages. And everybody says that is the male cat penis barbed?
Oh, yes, it does have barbs.
Oh, yeah. It does. It does have. I love how New Zealand people say bob. You know, it's like that. But barb. So why is that, though? Like, why would that? I mean, it can't be too comfortable for the opposite sex when it comes to cats.
Yeah, it's all about making the mating a higher chance of success. Without going into too much gory detail, it makes the mechanism work better. Because often these cats have never come across one another and they only meet up for this one thing and then they go their own way. So the male's got to have the best chance of, you know, his family line continuing, and these barbs help that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I really appreciate that little bit of tidbit of info. Now, dogs and cats, how do you get them? If you already have a dog, but you want a cat, do you suggest that? Can it be done? What's the best way to go about that?
Yeah, it depends on the individual. So say you've got a dog that's 12 and he's never been around cats inside before. Probably not the best to get a kitten or a cat unless you've actually assessed what the dog's like with cats. Because some dogs have a high prey drive, or they might have had a negative previous experience with cats. And vice versa, some cats might not like sharing space with a dog. My dog was used to me fostering kittens for years, but now he's 14 and he's not too keen whenever I bring home cats. So
is that I saw you training a little chihuahua. Is that the dog or
that's Alfie. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I had chihuahuas too. It was a cute little chihuahua.
Yeah, he's really cool. I love him. He's great.
So any wild cats, native wild cats in New Zealand or no?
No, all the cats in New Zealand come off cats that were brought in on the ships initially. And they were on the ships to control, you know, vermin. Then they got here and, yeah, there was all these birds that weren't evolved to defend themselves against a predator like a cat. So they had a buffet.
All right. So a little, I want to ask some New Zealand questions. All right. What is the food that New Zealand is most known for? If I was going to go to New Zealand, you were like, oh, you got to try this. Like, if you go to Italy, you got to, you know, have their Italian food. Like, what, what type of food in New Zealand would you recommend?
Oh, can't go past a good lamington.
What is that?
Lamington is a sponge cake, and then it's got jam or chocolate. And then it's rolled in coconut.
Oh, see, that sounds good. Yeah, okay. And so what's really the other good thing?
I'd probably say things like ginger slice. That seems to be quite a common treat here at our bakeries.
Now, what is the most disgusting food that New Zealand has they offered? Like, you're like, ah, don't try that.
Oh, gosh. Personally, for me, it's probably things like some of the meats that some people eat, but I don't eat meat, so I'm probably not the best person to ask. Grosses me out anyway.
Yeah, so your country is kind of like it is in the deep south here in Florida or in United States, where it's just like we eat every piece of the animal. We don't let it go to waste.
Yeah, there's a huge meat eating culture here. And lots of people do hunting recreationally, and yeah, there's even like wild food festivals where people try all these types of meats that aren't usually at your supermarket.
Now, you guys are the one that has that kick-ass prime minister, Jacinda Ardern, correct? I think.
Yeah, Jacinda.
Yeah. Oh, man. I wish she could run for president here. She really does seem pretty kick-ass, in my opinion, from everything I've seen.
All my friends in the States are like, can you please clone her and send her over? I don't think it works that way.
I mean, how have the guys taken that, though, there in New Zealand? Like, I'm sure they have voted for and stuff, but, like, at first, was it kind of like, oh, man, we're going to have a woman in charge around here? Or was everybody kind of like, oh, yeah, it's cool, it's nice?
I think most reasonable people were, you know, pretty happy about it. We had Helen Clark a few years back as well, which was really nice. The main ones I see complaining about, and there are often, like, old school guys.
To
just get on the computer and have little rants about it, but they couldn't do the job themselves. So,
well, very cool. Well, Molly, I had a great time chatting with you. I hope you enjoyed this interview as well, too. I appreciate you. I'm sure you're probably an early, because I was reading, it says you were an early person anyway. So I'm sure you were already up.
Yeah, I was awake. But thank you so much for having me. It's been great fun. And yeah, just hit me up via email if you need some help with your mom's cat.
Yeah, and tell people, my audience, once again, if they want to check you out and find out more about you, how can they do that?
Yep, so just head to thecatcounselor.com, and counselor spelled counsellor. And then I'm also on Instagram and Facebook at thecatcounselor.
All right, Molly. Well, I really, really appreciate this. I followed you on Instagram. And if you ever need anything, feel free to reach out anytime. Okay.
Lovely. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day, Molly. Bye.
All right. Bye.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketBearClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Sirach. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com. Or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds.net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.